ready, pray. You don't have to live like you live. Why? Because he has already prayed. You don't have to search out things.
There's evidence that we are
certain things.
Why? Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
AYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. AYT 88.1 FM.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Bills, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. I would like to thank all our supported ministries for their strong support. Victory Temple conducts services Monday night, intercessory prayer at 6:30 p.m., Bible class Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Saturday at 12:30 p.m., outreach ministry, 88.1 FM on your dial. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school. And Sunday worship service at 12 p.m. until. Now, let us go into Spirit-filled service for today.
If you are looking for a quality daycare facility in a Christian environment, then consider Victory Daycare Center. Victory Daycare is a Class A licensed facility located in Colfax, Louisiana. For more information, contact Sharon K. Veal, Director at 318-627-2992 or 318-542-2303. If anyone is in need of prayer, you can contact Bishop David Veal by email at lowercase pb@bcoc1.org or by phone at 318-627-2992. All listeners interested in being a supported partner of this ministry can send contributions of any amount to Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana, 71417. Victory Temple and Victory Christian Outreach Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all donations are tax deductible.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God, it's a good God again today. I am excited to come into your house, into your car, wherever you may be on your job. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I am live today in the studio, praise the Lord, here at this great studio, 88.1, amen, FM on your dial, praise God. I'm just excited, amen, we've been busy, amen, praise the Lord. Look like every weekend we've been going, but I thank God that I'm able, amen, to be here today, amen, in the studio, amen, to expound on the word of God. I want to send a shout out, amen, to Mother Virginia Rutherford there in the great city of Campton, Louisiana. God bless you. Mother, thank God for, amen, recovering you and healing and delivering you. Amen. And a shout to, amen, my great neighbor, amen, Brother Tilno. God bless your heart here today. I'm excited, amen, praise the Lord, here in this studio. Today, my friend, it is important, amen, that I speak to you on behalf of salvation. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Amen. And we're going to come back after the top of the hour. We're going to pray with those of you who, amen, desire to have prayer, amen, in the studio today. I must talk to you on the subject of salvation. It is important that we as a people realize that salvation is so important. And Jesus have laid the foundation and given us an example. Amen, praise God, how to be saved. That's important. All the rhetoric, all the things that are happening, and the philosophers and all the scholars, the scribes, all the things that man is putting together to please your flesh cannot atone for your sins. You need the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your soul. It's not about, amen, the pleasures of this world. It's about your soul. Amen, praise the Lord. It's about your soul being right with God. Jesus spake even in the gospel and declared, what do it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Your soul is the most important, amen, the most important part of life. Because it is that soul that either live on or that soul dies to the depth of hell. And hell is real. But I thank God that he gave us the opportunity to have salvation through his name. Jesus is the only saving name. He is the savior of the world. He is the one that can forgive your sins. And listen, my friend, it doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter how bad your situation is. If you repent, if you want deliverance, if you want God to rescue you, because that's what saved means, to be rescued from danger. If you want your soul to live on, glory to God, you must step up to the plate and repent of your sins and take on the wonderful, mighty name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of your sins and be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is a transition that has to take place in your life. If anybody preach any other gospel other than the gospel that is preached to you by the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus Christ, let that other gospel be a curse. Glory be to God. You know, this thing is so tight. This thing is so tight when we get to talking about salvation. It is so tight, my friend, that the great apostle Paul, amen, as he dealt, amen, with the church in Galatia, amen, praise the Lord, he came to the church and he wrote to the church of Galatia. He wrote to the church of Galatia and he said to that church, he says, I marvel that you are so soon, Galatians 1:6, removed from him that had called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel. This there ain't but one gospel. I'm here today to tell you there ain't but one gospel. And that gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, we preach the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There ain't but one way to be saved. You know, a lot of people say, yeah, I accept Jesus. Just saying it, you got to do more than that. You got to move toward what God's word says for your life, because the word of God is the principle that we have to follow in order to be saved. Yes, you have to take on salvation according to God's instructions, not man's instructions. Praise God. Not some type of philosopher instructions, not the scholars of this world, not even the theologians of this world, but the word of God that has preeminent over our soul, that has been already settled in heaven, that our soul must obey in order to be saved. The word of God. Now, what Paul said to the Galatian church, because they were sort of troubled about the message, about circumcision. Yes, your heart is not about your flesh. Your heart has to be circumcised. That's right, by the Holy Ghost. God has to come into that heart after you repent of your sin. Truthful repentance, godly sorrow, work it, salvation. Not to be ashamed of, or repentance to not to be ashamed of, but the sorrow of the world working death. So when you truly repent, the Holy Ghost himself will work on your heart and convert it. That's right, that's right. Circumcise it so that it will become a spiritual dwelling place for God's presence. Then you have been rescued from sin, from the wrath to come. So Paul preaches to the church of Galatians. He said, which is not another gospel. The Bible says in Acts 4 and 12, it said, neither there's salvation in any other. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. The name of Jesus is the saving grace for us today. And we got to understand that this dispensation cannot go to the thief on the cross and be saved. You got it wrong. See, you got to understand it's a different dispensation. The thief on the cross was under the dispensation of the law. And because Jesus was who he was, God in the flesh on that cross, he could put whoever he wanted to in heaven at that time because he God and he had the power to do so. But you cannot have the thief's salvation. God once winked at the ignorance of man, but now he commanded men to repent everywhere. Bishop, this is why what we're saying, this is why so much confusion in the town, because people doesn't, amen, expound on the word as sound as the word is. When you're preaching and teaching, you got to be sound because you don't want people confused. And I want people to understand you can't go to heaven like the thieves did. Help me in here today, Jesus. I don't have a whole lot of witnesses, but praise God, amen. But because people nowadays saying, well, I can just do like the thief on the cross. The thief was up under, Jesus came up under the law, even though he was God, yet there was no sin in him. Glory be to God. He was without sin. That's why he didn't have an earthly father. That's why he took on the birth through a virgin called Mary, because there was no man, glory be to God, able to atone for our sins. And Jesus himself, being God, robed himself in the flesh, amen, praise the Lord, and came down here to be the perfect sacrifice, amen, for you and I, that we could be delivered from him that had the keys of death, which was the devil, because Hebrews say, for as much as the children would partake of the flesh and blood, he armed himself likewise with the same, that he may destroy him who is the devil, who had the keys, amen, or who had the key to death. God come to give you salvation. And we got to understand that it's through his name, not the thief on the cross. Not just walking up, taking the preacher's hand. I want to preach the truth to you if you will listen. I want you to understand, you must repent for the remissions of your sin. And that word remit means to be wiped out. And the preacher, we got to teach, amen, remissions of sin. Jesus said in Luke, amen, praise the Lord, glory be to God. The last portion of the book of St. Luke, Jesus, amen, spake, amen, the words of deliverance to his apostles in the 24th chapter, amen, in the 42nd verse, he says, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations. Why in his name? N-A-M-E, not N-A-M-E-S. N-A-M-E, amen, that is singular. Amen, praise the Lord, and not plural. He says, my name, huh, thank you, Lord God. My name is the power and the authority, amen, praise the Lord, that should be in your life for salvation. Huh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. And in order for the church to have this salvation, they must own up to my name as God robed in the flesh. You must realize that I came here in the flesh. You cannot, amen, dispute that, because the Bible says, I believe it's in 1 Timothy 3. Amen, praise the Lord. I believe 1 Timothy 3 and 16. It said, without controversy, without argument of dispute, great is the mystery of God. Mm-hmm. Great is the mystery, the hidden knowledge of God. God was manifest. Manifest means to be brought forward. He said God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels. Glory to God. Preach unto the Gentiles, you and I. Jesus was preached unto us. That's what Paul said. We don't preach ourselves, but we preach Christ. Jesus, we preach Jesus to you, because I can't save you, but Jesus can. Jesus can rescue you and give you salvation. Say, so was received back up in to glory where he came from. That's why on that's why when they went to Mount Olive and they was gazing in the air as the cloud took Jesus away, and the angel said, why gazing ye in the air? You see the same Jesus. Amen. He going away, but he's going to come back in like manner. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important for you to understand that you need to repent for the remissions of your sins to get salvation. You got to have true repentance. Just going journeying a building or an establishment doesn't mean that you saved. Because your name on the roll doesn't mean that you saved. You got to have a conversion. You got to be baptized in the water, and you got to be baptized with the Spirit. You got to have this in order to go to heaven. If you want salvation, if you want to be saved, you must be born again. Jesus have already told Nicodemus that. I'm not bagging down from it. I want you to understand that. No, it's not about a tear coming out your eye. It's not about how excited you are, but it's about a conversion in your heart. You got to get it. And a lot of people don't like to hear this. When you get it, you're definitely going to speak in another language. A lot of people don't want to hear that. They want to hear nothing about you talking about no tongues. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want you to know that, amen, if you're going to have salvation, amen, tongues come with the conversion. If your mother gonna bring a child into this life, amen, that baby gonna come into this world, amen, praise the Lord, that doctor gonna slap it on his behind. If he don't slap it on the behind, the baby gonna come here hollering. Amen, praise the Lord. Gonna let you know that life has entered the world. And that's the same way when you want salvation, it's gotta be a change. You cannot stop homemonging on your own. You cannot stop sinning on your own. Stop trying to act like you got something when you don't have the power you need to stop you from doing something. Watch this. I want to go to the word. I want to go to the word. I'm so excited here. I'm running everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. Watch this. Watch this. I want to go to the word. I want to go to the word. I want to go to the word. First Peter. Glory be to God. I want to do this. I want to do this. First Peter, the first chapter, verse number, amen, praise the Lord, verse number 11. It says, searching what? Now watch this. Searching what? or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. So when Christ suffered, as Peter was saying, when Christ suffered, that was a glory that was going to follow. And that glory was, watch this, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. That's what the glory that followed. And that glory was the gift of God coming into mankind like you and I, that has to receive the Spirit of God in our hearts, have this conversion, and be saved. Now watch this. John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Watch this. A lot of people are missing this. But he said, he that come after me is mightier than I, whose shoe latches or laces I'm not worthy to unloose. Watch the key here. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. If we're going to have salvation, we need to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and with fire. Because the Holy Ghost, amen, is what purify us. The fire burns out the sin. That's how the sin is remitted. Like wipe, you know, some of you that are administrative workers, y'all know something about white out. You take that white out and you take it and you make a mistake and you take that white out and you put it over it, or they got this paste type of stuff you put on it. Amen, praise the Lord. Or you know what an eraser is. You want to erase it. And that's what God do when you repent for the remissions of your sin. He erased your past. He erased that old sinful clause that have been in your heart that have caused you to err against him, that have caused you to sin against God. He erased those things. Watch this. David said in Psalm 51, verse number 5, he said, behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in my mother's womb, he says, I was conceived in sin in my mother's womb and shaped in iniquity. He says, I came here messed up. All of us came here messed up. But here's the way out. The Bible says in Corinthians 15 chapter, he said the first man, Adam, he sinned. But the second man, Jesus Christ, he came to give us salvation. That's right. He come to save us. The second man, Adam, who knew no sin, who was no sin in him, he came here to save us. Oh, glory to God. I want to tell you this. I'm going on because I want to read in 1 Peter. I'm not through. It says, unto whom was revealed the glory that followed Jesus Christ. It says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. So the Holy Ghost, see, when we preach, we don't preach ourselves. We preach the Holy Ghost because the message come down from heaven so that you that are hearers of the word can receive the word and be converted. And this is what I love about the word, that every day, glory to God, there's a fresh word from God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a fresh anointing that come from God. There's fresh instructions that come from God, which come down from heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord by the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. You could have been read the Bible last night before you went to bed. But when you woke up this morning, you grabbed that Bible, you read another word that was your daily bread. Jesus even said, give us this day our daily bread. You need the daily word of God. You need the word that's going to point you to being free. You need the word that's going to point you to having salvation, which the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. It said, which things the angels even desire to look into. There are angels that desire to look into this glory. that God has given man, because even David said in Psalms, I believe it's 14, he said, what is man that thou art so mindful of him, that thou visited him and thou crowned him with glory? Praise the God, even though he's made a little lower than the angels, but he's so special. Thank you, Lord God. I thank God for being special. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord for opening my understanding to his word to let me know that going through this life, I cannot live it by myself. I need him in my life, and I need him to forgive me for my sins. My friend, today salvation is so important. I want you to understand this. Every human must take, as you were, every human must make the choice to either have salvation or reject it. You either want it or you're going to reject it. And the way you reject it, you don't want to hear the preached word of God. You don't have time for God. You know, it's sort of like you got three jobs and never could go to church, and all you do is work, and all you got, your body wore out, your mind wore out. All you know what to do is just sleep. What is church? I want you to know you got a soul. You that are running after three, four jobs, you got a soul. Even if you're trying to hold down, amen, two, it can never be in church, but on Sunday, I'm preaching to you, you got a soul. If the Bible say, amen, pray like, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out the mouth of God. You got to have time for your soul to be fed. And faith come by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. Now watch this. The devil setting a lot of people up, because I hear people saying, when I talk to some people tell me, you know what? I don't have to go to church. I can stay home and read my Bible. And guess what? I can listen at my favorite TV preacher, or I even get preached to over the radio. So I just listen at the radio. I don't need to go. You have to assemble yourself together to get strength. Don't allow the spirit of an illusion to come upon you and say, all I got to do is turn my TV on. That's an illusionist spirit. Sure, there's a lot of good preachers on there. Some of them don't even need to be on there. Lord, let me run that back. Some don't need to be on there. Some on there, is all, you know, amen, they got some good points, some good, but some of them don't need to be on there. Amen, praise the Lord. And I know some of y'all might think, well, you don't even need to be on the radio. But the one thing about it, God gave me this ministry over the radio so I can preach to you. So I can tell you that if you need salvation, you cannot play with it. You got to make a choice. Thank the Lord God. Glory to God. You got to make a choice. I don't know nobody that can set up under the anointed teaching and preaching of the word of God and stay the same. Glory to God. Watch this. One may ask, what is salvation? I kind of spoke about a little of that before I got to this point in my teaching today. Salvation means to be rescued or saved from danger. According to the scripture, humans stand, watch this, in danger every day without salvation. Every day you go without your conversion. Every day you go without being filled with the Holy Ghost. You stand in jeopardy. You stand in jeopardy. Your soul is in trouble. Your soul, amen, is in trouble. Every day you go without being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because here's the thing. You don't know what's going to happen if your soul is not truly converted, truly saved, truly filled with the power of God. I'm not just talking about joining the church. I'm telling you, I keep bringing this up because some folks say, well, I belong. No, 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 no. The church is in your heart, but we are assembling together to confirm what's in our heart is of God. That's what worship, That's what worship is all about. That's why we come together. That's why we go, amen, to these places that we call sanctuaries. We come there to confirm what we have and to strengthen what we have. And the Bible said, forsake not to assemble yourself together as a man of some did, and they fell in the wilderness. They failed because they, amen, did not